young boy, you know. Mm-hmm. But I heard a chicken cackle, and I knew that she had laid, and I said, well, we're going to have something to eat that egg. Now, I can remember that, but like I said, I was a young boy, and probably, you know, we had some more food. I know we had some cornbread and so on, but I'm just being honest with you, it was poor people. Mm-hmm. They had very little money, very little to eat. Mm-hmm. Well, we had maybe a lot of what we had, mm-hmm. cornbread and peas, and when the pea season, vegetables in the garden, and eggs, but like steak and so on, until my aunt married and her husband began to work, then we had a different type of eat. Mm-hmm. He was able to make money, and we had a different type of food. Mm-hmm. And all of these, like I said, was door shutters. There was no screens. Mm-hmm. I can think about it now. And they was flies those days, just like they are now. But we didn't have screens.
Yeah.
And we didn't have any, there was no glass. Worry about breaking a glass with a ball, football, baseball. And the baseball, I don't remember ever having a baseball. I do remember fixing balls out of a sock, packing it with stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I remember one football at my cousin. Somehow he got a hold of an old football, and we was getting on up then, getting ready to go to high school. I must have been in the 7th or 8th grade. Mm-hmm. And he got an old football somewhere, and we played with it a little bit. So when I went to Chipton High School, I didn't know much about football. Didn't know anything about the fundamentals of it. I did get to see how one was shaped. They just didn't do that around here at that time. But now then, I played a little bit of football. I got to know what it is. But I've got a boy now playing in the 7th grade, see. Mm-hmm. He knows. I didn't get to do that, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you asked me that. You just...
Tell me about this. The fireplace, you know, the, what did you call the, that open place on the floor in front of the fireplace?
The hearth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what about the things that you'd set the wood on?
We call those the fire dogs. Mm-hmm.
And the part, what about the part over the fireplace?
Man.
Did you ever hear an older name for that?
No.
Mantelpiece or mantelshelf?
Oh, well, now, wait a minute. It was mantelpiece.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I can help you if you'll ask me that now. To find out what you want. Now, it was known as a mantelpiece.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
What about, say if you were going to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use to start it with?
What we did there, we'd always get in some fat splinters. Mm-hmm. Now that's how I knew it. And when I said fat splinters, that is a lightwood wood. We call it, it's pine wood.
Mm-hmm.
That's fallen, and it's just a hard. It's nothing but it's real. When they said fat, that is the tar would run out of. You know what I mean? But we'd say you got some fat wood in to build a fire with. Well, I knew what fat wood was.
Mm-hmm.
It was that pine wood. Now I don't know about the general area of this. In this general area where they call that fat wood, not, but it's either fat wood or fat splinters. Fat splinters is what it was.
Mm-hmm. What about the word kindling? Did you?
No.
You said?
No. We use splinters.
Mm-hmm. Is kindling something different? Or?
No, it's the same thing, but it's we use the word splinters, and then kindling is the same thing.
That's
splinters,
true.
You see, what it is, if you take just a splint, if you break something, you pull it off, pieces of wood off.
Mm-hmm.
What we used, the word we used was splinters.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did, we just take an axe and chip off small pieces.
Mm-hmm.